Marcia Moskowitz was a local school bus driver in Newtown for many years up until this summer. Marcia, good evening to you.
Good evening.
Good evening. And Adam Lanza used to ride in that bus, the gunman, is that right?
Yes, he did, many years ago.
Do you remember anything particular about him?
Just basically the fact that he was a loner, he was isolated, and he really kept to himself on the bus.
How did you notice, Marcia, that he was a loner?
Because he didn't sit with anybody and he didn't engage in conversation with any other kids on the bus.
And what struck you at that time?
Well, just the fact that he was like that, and that's what stuck out in my mind. He wasn't like the other kids who would come on the bus and sit with their friends.
And you must be recounting in your mind now. You drove the bus to that school. It was the Sandy Hook Elementary School. You were the bus driver for that school. Is that right?
Yes, I was the bus driver for Sandy Hook Elementary School since 1999. And I had a couple of the little children on my school bus last year when they were kindergartners. And we lost a couple of... Well, we lost about 26 angels, but we lost 20 particular very young children. And I had two of those kids on my bus and the siblings. And the town is just wrenching in this terrible tragedy.
Marcia, did you know the principal?
I knew the principal, but I was never sent into her office because I was a good bus driver. But she obviously was very dedicated to her kids. And... she put her life on the line for her children at the school.
And in terms of the children, Marcia, are you able to tell us who the children were that you knew?
Well, at this point in time, the names have been publicized, so I am at liberty to discuss. I wouldn't do that for the family prior, but I had Grace McDonald and I had Dylan Hockley. And they were both very special children to me. I became very friendly with all my families and all the parents and the kids and the siblings, and my heart goes out to those two families in particular.
Marcia, Grace was 7 years of age. What can you tell me about her?
Grace was always dressed to the nines. She was adorable. She was a wonderful little child. Came on the bus very shy in the very beginning of school, of the school year, and by the time the end of the school year came about, she was talking. She was so ready to start first grade and a full day. And her parents were lovely people. And I also drove her older brother. And she was one of my special kids because she was my last stop in the morning for the pickup. And she was my last, very last stop of the day. And that's how I ended my day, dropping Grace off.
And you also knew Dylan Hockley, who was 6 years of age when he died.
Yes, they came to the country a couple of years back, and I had their older brother, and he was so proud of his little brother because he couldn't ride the bus, he wasn't of age, and he said, "That's my brother, Dylan." And then, lo and behold, a year or so later, I got him on the bus, and he was a wonderful little boy, too. So... needless to say, I mourn for all the kids, but these kids I knew, and they were very special to me.
It must be hard to imagine that they're no longer here.
No, it is. It's totally a nightmare that you hope that you wake up, and it's not, and they're not. It's a nightmare, but unfortunately, it's real, and it's something that we all have to cope with, and it's just a horrific tragedy. And unfortunately, Sandy Hook, Connecticut will always be forever changed and on the map because of this terrible incident.